The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Tyler. Raheel's going to be with us at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. What's going on, Lance? Can you hear me, Lance? Tyler, is he there?
Welcome in. It's the bench with John and Lance. I'm assuming John is somewhere nearby.
Can you all hear me?
There he is. Well, we can now.
But you couldn't hear me?
Oh. No.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to the show, John and Lance, along with Tyler. Lance, what's up?
I'm excited about opening day. That's what this whole thing has been pointing towards. This has been a hard, rough journey for us all. It seemed like more than a couple of months. It seems like it's been at least half a year, a good year. All the stress, all the confinements, but everything finally, opening day is here.
Opening day is here. Today, the South Korean baseball organization?
Yes.
Yeah. I got
KBO. Finally, KBO is here. We've got our first day of baseball with KBO, and I couldn't be more excited about watching the Crazy Hawks and the Super Pandas square off. I think it's going to be on ESPN. Then you're
ESPN.
Going to have the Flying Eagles take on the alligator face. I don't know. I got to see what all these names are. I'm not sure what all the names are. I'm still trying to figure it out. I do have the KBO power ratings, the Kiwoom Heroes, obviously, with RBI leader Jerry Sands there. That's a, you know, oh, I'm sorry. They're going to have to replace Jerry Sands. That's my fault. So, yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Did you just see Dan Straley with his red beard in the KBO striking out guys, okay? Dan Straley, former major league pitcher. Red beard. Doesn't look like a lot of the other players. Does not look like a lot of the other players with his red beard. But I will say this. Did you see the bubble boy throw out the first pitch?
No.
Yeah. Boy in a bubble was there throughout the first pitch. He's got a giant.
What do you mean bubble boy?
Well, he was in a bubble. He walked in. He's in a bubble, and he walked in, and he actually just went up to the catcher, and the catcher touched the outside of his bubble, and he touched the inside of his bubble, that was the first pitch.
Do you notice what the bubble is?
The bubble was a giant baseball.
Yeah, so he's the ball.
He's the ball.
Oh, that makes sense.
That was the first pitch. Right.
This is only kind of a joke because ESPN is actually broadcasting Korean baseball.
Yes. It is. No, it's a.
There are games. Well, it already went off today at 1 a.m.
Right.
You're going to have to. I say they're broadcasting the games. The latest game you're going to have is tomorrow. You got a 5:30 a.m. game. So by the time we start the show, you'll be in probably about inning five, maybe inning four. I don't know how fast Korean baseball goes. I don't know if Korean baseball have, you know, a lot of time in the batter's box if they work the count. I don't know the schisms and the isms of Korean baseball, but I do know this: 5:30 a.m. you got some baseball, and if there's baseball on, I've got to think gambling's available.
Well, I heard from some people that know about these things that ping pong is very popular to bet on. Esports are very popular to bet on. We will find almost. Listen, if you don't think
here it is table tennis, you ain't lying. It's up.
Yep. If you don't think that people are going to be betting on the KBO, that are going to be breaking down all the at bats and picking winners in the KBO, you are sadly mistaken, my friend. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a list right now of next year's Mel Kiper's top 10 board next year. He's got Trevor Lawrence 1, Penei Sewell. You and I talked about, I thought it was Washington State, it's the Oregon tackle.
Yeah,
he's number 2. They don't have Walker Little on in the top 10 because of his knee injury last year. I'm going to tell you this, though. We're going to have Walker Little on this week. He's the Stanford tackle. He may have been the first or second tackle taken this year had he played the whole season, but he decided to go back, and he's going to get his degree, and he's going to be a first-rounder next year. I wouldn't sleep on him just because of the – it's funny how you just forget about guys just because of a knee injury. And apparently Mel Kiper has forgotten about him. But I think he'll be a top-ten guy. They've got Marvin Wilson, also from Episcopal High School, in the top-ten. Did you happen to run across Marvin playing defensive tackle for Florida State at all?
I wrote him up. I've got a complete write-up on him.
Oh, that's right. And he decided to go back. Yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if I look at him right now, all I got to do is go to my 2021 folder. Marvin Wilson, what kind of grade did I give Marvin Wilson? Let me check. I gave Marvin Wilson a, because I wrote up Chuba Hubbard, thought he was coming out, Alex Leatherwood, Paulson Adebo.
Well, now you don't have to do it next year. How about that?
Wait a minute. I thought I had Marvin Wilson written up. I'm positive I did. I have to find it. He's somewhere.
He's written up somewhere. Mel's got him as a top 10 guy.
I wrote him up in December, and I gave him a 6.47, and a 6.47 is really high.
Yeah.
A 6.47 is a first-round grade. I mean, I say really high. That's going to be – let me put it this way. That's higher than I gave Justin Herbert.
I got to give big ups to Marvin. Marvin came out. He was sluggish at first, and he has worked his ass off. And I talked to his coach, his high school coach, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he said Marvin didn't even come home. Marvin stayed at Tallahassee. He decided he wanted to go back because he didn't want to leave Florida State because he didn't want to leave it in the state that it was in. And he said things are a lot better around there now, and he thinks they're going to be a better football team. But it was worse than when he got there. So he said he wanted to stick around one more year. And, of course, he wants to up his draft stock, and he might become a top 10 player. But he said he's working his ass off. He didn't even come home, and he decided to just stay there in Tallahassee and work. So – big ups to Marvin for working hard. He is a dude. I went to Baltimore. Sean Salisbury and I did the Under Armour deal, and you know, the Under Armour top whatever, top 30, 40 players or whatever it was. I forget what it was. But he was one of the kids that was there. I was walking behind him, and I was like, what a massive human being this dude is. Well, sure enough, when you're a top defensive tackle in college football, that's going to happen. You're going to be a massive human being. But if he's bigger, that was when he was a senior in high school. If he's bigger now than he was and stronger now than he was, man, oh, man, you want to talk about just from stature, that dude's an NFL player. He's an NFL player.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Well, you saw his technique and whatnot. Did he look good on tape?
Yeah, I wrote – well, here's what I wrote. I said former five-star with power, skills, and motor to back that rating up. He's classic stack-and-shed interior lineman with the strength and anchor to control the line of scrimmage for 4-3 or 3-4 defenses. He's usually first in the contact, blah, blah, blah. He has the traits and talent to become one of the better run-stuffing two-gappers in the league, even if he doesn't blow out a stat sheet. So, yeah, I mean, I liked him last year. I thought he was coming out. I was impressed with the tape. So he went back to school, and I think he'll still do – I think he'll still do fine. I think he'll, you know, Derek, I don't want to bore people with draft talk 2021, but Derek Brown, who ended up being one of the more talked about players in this year's draft, was certainly for this year's college football season. He went back to school last year when some thought he was going to come out, and I thought he made a good decision, and he definitely made himself money. And I think Marvin Wilson would have been a first-round pick, but I think he's got a chance to make himself some money too. So
yeah.
We'll see how that
goes. Walker Little is going to make himself some money. It's funny,
yeah.
You know, that
knee
injury.
That was the choice for him, though.
Yeah, right. I mean, the knee injury. But he could have come out with you know what? He had 2 years. You had, what, 2 or 3 years of tape on him already. And
yeah, but
so,
you don't want to come out off a knee. That's
no.
Not
no.
In this year's draft.
No, especially with all the good tackles. That's what he said. He said, well, we'll talk to him about it. I think I'm going to get him set up for tomorrow on the show. And find out what, you know, big-name college athletes are doing, and we'll do that. The Thursday now, forget your opening day. Thursday, the NFL schedule. I know you're pining for baseball. Could the Korean baseball organization.
Yeah, KBO.
The KBO. But Thursday, the NFL schedule comes out. I'm going to give you, okay, all the home games, and you named in one game that you want to see. Colts, Jags, Titans, Ravens, Bengals, Vikings, Packers, Patriots.
Easy. Ravens.
Ravens.
Yeah.
I honestly...
Isn't it always about whoever the best star player is, usually,
yeah,
unless it's a rivalry game?
Well, but I just, when I looked at it, and I looked at it before, but I had forgotten, because they're playing the NFC, the AFC North, obviously, and the NFC North. But I looked at it, and I just said, Joe's coming. Now, maybe that's just me, but I think that the world, I think that Houston is going to be pretty happy to see Joe Burrow in NRG Stadium this year. Okay? Yeah, sure. Lamar Jackson was the MVP, and, you know, the other guys are just fine, okay? Aaron Rodgers is a fine player, but Joe Burrow's coming.
And I think the world is in for a little – Joe needs people around him.
We'll
Joe
see.
Needs some talent. I don't think Joe's going to elevate. Like, he needs A.J. Green there. Tyler Boyd is fine. I don't think they were just one, like, Joe Burrow's going to make Cincinnati one of the best teams. Lamar is a guy who transcends. He can make explosive plays. I'm not sure Joe Burrow is going to be making a bunch of explosive plays.
Explosive. That's right. Explosive.
We'll have to see how that goes.
All right. What one road game do you want to go on? Colts, Jags, Titans, Steelers, Browns, Bears, Lions, or Chiefs?
Is pandemic out? Are we done with it?
Yeah, you get to go on a road trip.
Then Chicago.
You want to go to Chicago?
Chicago,
I wouldn't mind going to Kansas City, too.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. The Bears are obvious. As a matter of fact, we should do a road trip and do the show from Chicago.
We could do Colts because I can stay for free in a basement.
Well, we can stay for free in my brother's basement in Chicago.
In Chicago, is it big enough? Because Ballard's got a pretty sweet basement.
No, yeah, it's big enough. He's got a pool to, my brother's.
I do miss the fact that we don't get basements here. I feel like we're kind of ripped off in Houston because we can't have basements because, you know, of the sea level
floods.
And all that.
Yeah.
But I'd like to have a basement. Basements would be sweet because basements, every time I've been somewhere that has a basement, all I can think of is this is like having a patio. But, you know, in terms of an escape, this is like a big escape room for people.
Well,
this is where you can go. Or you force your kids down there, like, go to the basement and watch TV.
Right.
Get out of here.
Or you go to the basement because it's the coolest room in the house.
Yeah, one or the other.
It is by far. When it's summer, the basement
underground?
is cold. Yes, it's cool. It cools off before the rest of the house. Absolutely. I never had one growing up. We only had a small house. But my brother's got one. And, yeah, you want to sleep down there, trust me, because it's much cooler than the rest of the house. All right, 713-780-3776. We are hanging out with you here on ESPN 97.5. Glad you could join us here on the show. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk a little more Texans football right here. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you. And that other stuff, too.
What is the rubber? That is the rubber. Your rubber is the rubber. Rubber is the rubber. And then you go, yo. I'm done. Yo. I'm done with nothing. Yo. Yo. Yo.
So, like, right. Wait, I think he said, what's that? Hold on. Now, what is he trying to say about society?
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John
now this song,
and Lance.
By the way, this song feels like something, Tyler, that would be in the Jordan documentary, except that it doesn't fit from a lyrical standpoint. I wish I was a little bit taller. It doesn't really fit for for any of the words. But the guy, but this does feel like one of those 90s songs that would appear all of a sudden in the Jordan doc. The guy who's in charge of the music is works for Netflix, and I was reading an article about him yesterday where, you know, he tried to come up with a perfect blend of music that fit the time that Jordan played in. It, just as I knew that's what it was, that he literally had the year that songs were released, he would coincide it with the year that the footage was being released on Jordan, so that you had perfect synchronization. Like, when you watched that game live, you might have been also listening to these songs, which I thought was just a brilliant job by the music director. So I know a lot of people have talked about the music, the soundtrack, so to speak, because they've got a lot of throwback songs in it. So it's pretty interesting. You can look that up. I think his name is Ronnie Chung, I believe. But you can just Google Last Dance documentary soundtrack, and then those.
Well, there is.
Come up.
I saw a story today that had all of the song, the soundtrack from it. I thought of you, and I thought I should send it to you, and then I said no.
Yes, send it to me.
Yeah, no, I don't know where it is now.
Okay,
I don't know.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I sent that story to you about the 5-year-old, but cool, whatever.
Yeah, I saw it. I'd already seen it because I get news of the weird every day. Every day I get news of the weird.
I want to hang on to that because I think we have audio on it too. But so at 7:30, we'll talk about this. A 5-year-old kid was pulled over. You won't believe this story because when you read it, you think it can't possibly be real. This showed up in Newsweek. So this is not an Onion site article. This is a real article. I couldn't believe what I was reading. Every element of a 5-year-old who got pulled over driving. That's all I want to tell you right now. We'll do the whole story at 7:30, but we obviously want to hold the lines open for any Korean baseball the KBO takes. So, you know, if you guys want to get your hot Korean baseball stuff in, I'm picking a team. I don't really care what you guys are doing. I think we all need to pick our own Korean baseball teams.
Well, I like the Heroes.
Here are the teams.
Okay.
You're taking number. They're number one in ESPN's power rankings. You're basically taking like Liverpool or Man City.
Okay. And?
Kiwoon okay. Heroes.
Oh,
Tyler.
Oh, I took LSU last year. Did you bitch about that? The number one team?
You take okay. LSU every year.
Okay.
And LSU was not the number one team. You basically took Everton last year.
That's basically.
You basically took Leicester City last year.
Oh, yeah.
And they came up with a championship.
It's funny. Like, I saw a story. I saw a story this morning. It said we don't want to be one-hit wonders. Well, guess what?
Well, it's too bad. You don't have a choice. You just got 14 players drafted. Even Alabama's like, hey, we've never had 14 drafted. LSU's like, yeah, we got this. We got this little-used tight end named Steven Sullivan drafted, who's really a wide receiver. We got our deep snapper drafted. Like, hey, you're deep snapper. What the heck? So, Tyler, we all have to pick our teams. If you guys want to jump in, I'll give you a team to pick, and you get a follow them. 713-780-3776. Let me run down these teams. I don't have a lot of information on them, so you're obviously just picking off of mascots and names, just like you always are. 713-780-3776. You can pick your squad, and then you can have – I'm going to pick mine. John's got the Kiwoom Heroes. They must replace 2019 league RBI leader Jerry Sands, who signed with the Hanshin Tigers of Japan. So he's out of this league. Number two, the LG Twins. They've got the 1-2 American punch of Casey Kelly and Tyler Wilson, who leads their pitching staff.
What kind of twins are they?
LG.
What's their logo?
Probably LG. Who
their logo
the
looks
TVs.
Like a baseball field. Like but it just looks like a baseball diamond.
It's just a baseball diamond? Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
And it just says Twins.
I might change. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, right, John, if you're going to go with the best team, you should probably just go with the Kia Tigers. They have 11 titles. They have the most titles in the KBO.
Oh, wow. Well, that's right. That's like taking the Yankees.
Now we're talking. Now I got the logos. So here's who we've got. Huh. And you're already catching a potential win with some of these teams because all the games other than Kiwoom has gone. But here's what we're looking at. We're looking at the Kiwoom Heroes, as I mentioned, the LG Twins. And, yes, I think it's the same LG as, like, TV. And
yeah, most of these are, like, they're companies instead of cities. Yeah. So it's, like, LG, Samsung, Kia. stuff like that.
Oh, yep. So you got Doosan Bears. I don't know what Doosan is. Maybe it's some type of soft drink. Who knows? But they lost their MVP, Josh Lindblom, who signed with the Milwaukee Brewers.
I don't care about that crap. Okay.
The SK Wyverns. The SK Wyverns.
Just give me
Angel Sanchez. Lost. He's gone.
What about the KT? What about the KT Wiz?
KT Wiz. I like that one.
Suwon.
NC Dinos. The Samsung Lions. The Lot Giants. Latte Giants. That they have Dan Straley. The Kia Tigers or the Hanwha Eagles. Those are the top 10.
I kind of like – oh, the Hyundai Unicorns. What about the Hyundai Unicorns?
Whoa. Where do you see that?
That's the 11th team.
Yeah. The Hyundai Unicorns, are you crazy?
How come they're not in here?
You don't have a
in
good
list. Power ratings.
How do you not have the Hyundai
Unicorns? Because you're looking at a top 10, and they're the 11th team.
Oh, they're the worst team? I want them.
I think they might be. I don't know.
It doesn't even mention them in this league. You sure they didn't get kicked out?
I looked up Korean baseball teams. It shows all 11.
Yeah.
Bro, I think they got...
Maybe they got relegated.
They might have been relegated.
Wow. We can play a game.
They might have been relegated. That's for real.
Okay, we can play a game. Korean baseball player, softball player, or food?
Wait for Dell. So who's your team? Pick your team.
I already got the Kiwoom Heroes.
Okay. Tyler, who you got?
You want to take
honestly,
the Unicorns.
No, I'm not. I kind of want to go with either the Dinos or the Wyverns, just because those are two unorthodox mascots.
What the hell are Wyverns?
It's like a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
It is?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right, so we just need one person to call in and pick your squad, so we have four. We have four, and that way we can have
pretty
bragging
sure it's
rights.
Low-T Giants.
Low-T.
Pretty sure, but I don't know.
Okay.
Who you got, Lance?
I think I'm going to go with the defending champs, the Doosan Bears. I know they lost Josh Lindblom. That's been all we've been talking about in our Reddit chat. But we feel like we're still pretty stocked. We know what it means to win. It's either between them or the KT. You know what? I'm going to go into KT Wiz.
I know.
I'm
you
sorry.
Want to be the Wiz,
That's,
don't you?
They're the Everton of KBO. They're the Houston Texans of the Korean baseball organization. So I'm going with the KT Wiz. You can't go wrong with the KT
Plus
Wiz. They had the youngest
say,
pitching staff in the league last year.
You know what? You get to say, I'm on the Wiz.
Oh, I'll you know? For sure. I'm for sure going to order a shirt now.
Yeah. You could
Probably
have a Wiz.
Like four months to get here, but whatever.
The Wiz on me or something like that you could have.
Nope, you know? Not looking for that.
You know what?
That not looking for Wiz on me.
Right. That would be, you know what?
R. The Kelly youngest looking. Team in the Korean baseball
You
got
to get R. Kelly one of those shirts.
Nope. No, we don't.
A
no,
Wiz
we
shirt.
Don't. All right, so you've got the Heroes. I've got the Wiz. Tyler, did you make your pick?
I'll go with the Dinos.
All right, you're the Dinos. All right, so whoever will let one person pick, and you're in this scrap now. You're in officially, you will be inside of our top four, and we will be talking trash to each other throughout the Korean baseball organization. 713-780-3776.
So are these –
jumping quick.
Are these like their – I'm looking at the unicorns. Are these like their unis? I mean, they have English words on their uniforms and their logos as opposed to Korean? I guess they do.
Yeah, if that's what it is.
Why do they do that? Like, we wouldn't put, you know, Chinese on our, you know, Chinese lettering on our uniforms. Why are they putting
probably
English?
Money? Maybe because they know they're on ESPN now?
No, I think they've had these logos before. Oh, the Sonban Raiders. Huh. I don't think you've talked about them yet.
No, I don't think they're in.
Wait,
how many
Raiders.
Teams are in the league? Are you sure there's this? I think there is a relegation.
It might be relegation.
I think there is a relegation some of these teams you're mentioning, they're not even on here.
It's they're in the base in the Korean baseball organization.
Great.
They're based. It was a baseball team founded in 1990. Didn't last. Congratulations, you're the Washington Senators. Congratulations, you suck.
Oh crap! I already got beat 7-2 today. KT Wiz, we got off to a bad start. I don't. That's okay. I'm not a front runner. None of us with the Wiz are. We believe in Lee Kang Chow, our manager. We believe in our owners, the KT Corporation. KT Corporation is fair for the workers. That's what we believe in. Youth and the worker.
That's what
KT Wiz. Where can I get my shirt? Where can I get my shirt? I'm looking at it right now.
All right, 713-780-3776. What you got to get is you got to get some insurance is what you got to get.
Well, TGS Insurance makes it easy. And the reason that homeowners insurance is so essential, well, it's essential because it's essential. You've got to have something to protect your investment. That's the equity that you build up. That's obviously, I don't have to tell any of you that. You got hurricane season coming up. It's obviously very, very important. What's also very important is that you pay the right amount of money for your services. And homeowners insurance is a service as well. Someone who is insuring you, you want to get A-rated insurance, but you don't want to overpay for your homeowners insurance. Homeowners insurance and car insurance sometimes are bundled, and this is how companies keep you because of the quote-unquote discount. But the fact is, TGS Insurance is saving people, on average, almost $900 annually on homeowners insurance. You can get an A-rated company with low, low insurance prices in many, many cases. They save into the thousands all the time. Just text MONEY to 232323 right now. Text MONEY to 232323 and just get a quote. There's no hassle. There's no strings attached. Just find out what your quote would be right now, even if you're not looking, because you may find that this is something you need to look into much more quickly than you realized. And they also can shop car insurance for you as well if you're worried about losing that bundle. Text MONEY to 232323. It's TGSinsurance.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
I don't know what you heard about me. Put a, can't get a dollar out of me.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Korean baseball. Because we are ESPN. So if you've got any Korean baseball thoughts, you're more than welcome to get in.
Yeah, we've got one. We got one, Eric. So Eric is the one who chose the Unicorns. He picked the team that is defunct, which, you know, will happen from time to time in the KBO. Well, but Eric wants to come back and make his second pick. He wants to come back and give us his pick of who his team is now.
Right.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. What's up?
How you doing, guys?
Doing good. I'm going with the Doosan Bears.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
When you have a pitcher, last name Flexen, you can't go wrong with that.
No.
Anytime you got a guy named Flexen, I think you've got an instant flex, obviously. That goes without saying. But, yeah, I think that's a good way to pick him. I think that's a good way to pick him. It says in the KBO, the team located in the capital city of Seoul, the Bears are one of the more analytically inclined and well-run organizations, often thought of in the same light as the Dodgers and the Astros. And then it says, pre-trash can banging scandal. Of course, you have to put that in there now in the article. So, there you go. I think you made a good pick. I mean, you went with the home. You basically said, let me find the Astros and the KBO, and you went with Doosan Bears.
I got my lineup.
Yeah. All right. It's a smart play.
I'm going with I've got obviously the Kiwoom Heroes, who won 11-2, by the way, yesterday.
Is that why you picked them?
No. I picked them because
I'm writing the names down. This is John
because Lance, I don't know if you know this, but this show has been called Heroic before.
It has.
So when I saw Heroes, I said, you know what? I can see that being attached to me. So,
yeah.
They've got a Jake Brigham on the team and an Eric Jokish. But otherwise, do you want me to go down the list of names on my roster?
No, I don't need you to. But because we got to. Well, hold on. I don't want to. I don't want the show to get fired. Is that what you ask?
I'm saying.
Was your question, do I want the show to get fired?
Up.
No.
I'm just giving you my
lineup.
I'm not
interested in having you read your lineup out loud.
What? Reading my lineup. That's all I'm doing. Okay.
Tyler, if Dell were here, he could stop this. All right, we have to.
No,
we
Dell
have...
would play the Asians drop. That's what he would do.
Yeah, Dell would go. That's what Dell would do.
Yeah, it's
but Tyler wants to keep his job. Tyler likes to keep his job.
You got.
I enjoy getting a paycheck. Yes.
Okay, so here's what we're doing. We still have to assign the other team. So if you still want to get a team, we're going to assign you a KBO team. We've got four in the bag. We got six to go. Here's our number, and we're going to give you your team. We'll let you choose your team in order, 713-780-3776. Tyler said you guys were all calling in a while ago, but we didn't get to get to you. We didn't know where you were there. So now if you call in, we have six teams up for grabs, and we're following these teams. Everyone's putting $10 in. The winner of the league gets the money. It's that simple. Venmo. Okay. Well, Venmo. Everybody is going to Venmo, and the winner gets 100.
Okay, there you go.
Or let's do this: first place 70, second place 30.
And I got the heroes.
You got the heroes. I got the KT Wiz. Tyler, you've got the.
Man, I wanted the Wiz on me.
I know you did, Tyler. Who do you have again? You got the not the dragons, the dinos.
The dinos, dinos,
the dinos.
Right, Tyler's got the dinos. Eric has the Doosan Bears. So we've still got the Kia Tigers, the LG Twins, the Hanwha Eagles, the Low-T Giants. But it's not like Low-T. It's like Men's T Clinic. It's L-O-T-T-E Giants. So if you guys call right now, just get their name, and we'll let them have a pick, Tyler. 713-780-3776. There's only 10 teams in the league, I think. 713-780-3776. And I got the teams that are available to you, so I will give you a chance to pick who you want to be, and you have something to follow. You have something, because even if sports comes back, they say, okay, sports is coming back. When? Football? Mm-hmm. When's that? October. May, June, July, August, September. Oh, October in 6 months. Cool. That's a long ass time.
Well, let's get Jonathan. They're looking at a baseball. They're looking, though, at an opening day. I'm telling you, July is going to be opening day of baseball.
I actually think you're right.
Yes.
I do. I'm starting to feel hopeful about that. I talked to somebody who told me that the NBA has a plan. Somebody who you know, too, and doesn't work for an NBA team, though, so take it with a grain of salt. But okay. That the NBA has had a plan that they have been working on for the last 5 weeks that is held up because of it's held up because of something that they need from overseas that has not been able to come in. And for some safety things, for the arenas.
T-shirts?
The arena safe.
T-shirts?
No, not T-shirts. Something that makes the arena more safe, even though there's not going to be anyone played there.
Sneakers?
Nope.
Not sneakers.
It's just literally safety apparatus, safety devices.
Oh, locks.
And so they don't
door
have
locks?
Them. So, yeah, something like that. Okay. They don't have them, and so...
we could make door locks.
This is what I heard. So we'll see if the NBA comes back. To me, that's a trickier one because... The owner, everyone would have to be on board with it. I feel like basketball is just going to shut it down. Baseball is not going to shut it down. Baseball is going to play.
So much, they're losing so much money. I can see them getting to the 70 games, dude. I can see them getting to the 70
basketball,
games. So
I've heard basketball wants to just get to the playoffs.
Yeah, and they want to get 70 games in so they can get their television deal. Yep. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if basketball doesn't force it in and then starts on Christmas or right around Christmas. Next season.
Let's get Jonathan in here. What's going on, Jonathan? How you doing, man? Oh, okay. Do we have any?
Oh, no, Jonathan, hold on. Jonathan is here. He's not part of the KBO thing.
No,
he wants to talk
about
Last Dance.
Send you all the names.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, he wanted to talk about Last Dance. Let's go. What's up, Jonathan?
Yeah, I hadn't had a chance to see episode 5 and 6 yet, one of the things I noticed, and anytime anybody compares MJ to LeBron or Kobe, I always like to side on the side of MJ. And the reason is because he made players that wouldn't normally be Hall of Famers, Hall of Famers. I mean, if you look at Scottie Pippen's stats after he left the Bulls, it was almost like half of what he averaged. I mean... You know, the first team he signed with out of the Bulls contract was the Rockets.
Thank you. This is not talked about enough, Jonathan. If you go look at Scottie Pippen.
And the same with Horace Grant. If you look, Horace Grant, nothing. The only time he ever made the All-Star team was when the year he played with the Bulls.
And I think Scottie Pippen is overrated.
Do what now?
I think you're right. And watching this documentary has made me realize that Scottie was as good as long as Michael was next to him, as long as Michael gave him his balls. That's what it feels like now.
Yeah,
but do you think it was Michael or more of the triangle offense?
No, a big part of Scottie was defense. He didn't post up. It was Michael. Michael even talked about the fact that he had to step in and stand up for Scottie with some of these bullies, and then Scottie blossomed. It's just like you said. Once Scottie got away from it, he was not the same player. I think Scottie
and neither was Horace Grant or B.J. Yeah. Armstrong or even Paxton or any of those guys. So. And then before I go, Lance, I felt like when you was talking about the Korean teams that you were trying to bait John into talking about his old neighbor, I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember his name. It feels like you're trying to bait him into it.
What?
It feels like you're trying
anyway,
to bait
that's all I got, fellas. Have a good one.
All right.
I appreciate it.
So you're not wrong about Scottie Pippen. And by the way, Scottie Pippen feels like Michael Jordan kind of hindered him. Michael Jordan, he feels like he would have been the best player in the league if he wasn't on the same team as Mike. And, yeah, and that's what he said. And, oh, by the way, his stats since after he left the Bulls, where he averaged 21, 18, 6, 22, 21, 4, 19, 4, 22, 20.2, mm-hmm. 19.1, he averaged with Houston 14.5. Then with Portland, 12.5, 11.3. 10.6, 10.8. So, yeah, Scotty, maybe you needed Mike. Maybe he made you a better player. Maybe a lot of stuff opened up for you because of Mike. And maybe you should just be happy. He wasn't happy being Robin.
He was a great
He thought he was Batman.
Player. You know what's funny is how many of these guys, what's really coming off of this? Horace Grant, they suckled from the MJ teat and from the Chicago Bulls teat, and they were part of it. I mean, it's not like they weren't. They were huge parts of it. Horace Grant was a huge part of it, but he's a part of a team and a collective, and it's so hard. It just really goes to show you that even when you have a great team or even when you're succeeding, there's always individual drama on teams. It's just not a video game. There's always something going on that teams have to manage. That's why Rudy T. was one of the really unheralded coaches, because he was an X's and O's guy, because he knew how to manage egos. Yep. He was really good at managing egos. And Scottie Pippen, this is a perfect example. Scottie was a much better player when Michael was the alpha next to him. When Michael was the big brother and Scottie got to be little brother, Scottie was a really good little brother. But Scottie, when he went off on his own, he was not a good alpha. He just wasn't. That's not what his game was made for. And that's okay. There's no knock about that. But the fact is, you were great as a Bull. Horace Grant was better as a Bull. It is what it is.
Yep. All right, 7:43. We got a bunch of calls that want to get in here.
Right, you guys hold. It's a two-minute break. It's a two-minute break.
Well, not because you're going to talk about Blackline Distillery.
You know what? Here's what else I'm going to do.
Six-minute break.
Here's what else I'm going to do. I'm also going to give whoever the winner is of the league, I'm going to let them choose their spirit. And we'll get them Blackland Distillery, a bourbon, a rye, a vodka, or a gin. How about that? We'll also do that. I'm going to throw in a spirit of your choice. I'll get Marcus to throw that in for you. So you guys hold tight. You get a chance to win an award-winning spirit. And the vodka just won a distiller's award because of it's – this is no joke. The processes that Marcus goes through to create these spirits are unheralded. He goes through and he has studied. And this is a guy who is a lawyer. He's gone to culinary school. He's got he's a certified sommelier. I mean, this is a high achievement guy. And he went and studied distilleries and he put that same care and attention into the distilleries. And what's interesting is talking to a beverage director here in town, my guy Derek. He said, he goes, his spirits are unbelievable. And he said, I'll bet you it's because he has a background in the food world, in the culinary school, because he understands the process of creating flavor. And that's what they do. They've got distinctly original flavors. And that's because of the processes that the distiller, that all the spirits that he distills goes through. It's very unique. You can read up on Marcus and on the entire company at Blackland Distillery. They're right here in Texas. And they distill rye, bourbon, vodka and gin. So take part in this revolution that's taking place right now with Blackland Distillery. If you don't have it in your – it's making its way south and into South Texas. If you don't have Blackland Distillery in your liquor store, demand that they carry it, and you are going to be a very, very happy person once you grab some. Blackland Distillery.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, your home for the KBO, Korean Baseball Organization.
Yeah.
We're picking teams, and Eric says he's the official owner of the representative of the Gaijin team.
Which is the Doosan Bears.
Right. I was just looking through my – I don't know if you heard, I was looking through my lineup, my roster. I got a couple dongs on there. Park Dong-won and Kim Dong-jun.
Yeah. I got a couple dongs on there. Huh.
Yeah. You don't have any. I'm not sure you got any dongs on your team.
I've got a. I've got a Kang. Much of my future centers around, Baekho Kang. He's a 20-year-old considered by many baseball executives in the KBO the next face of the league. He's been compared to Kyle Schwarber. No big deal. And as a heavier set first baseman who can hit the ball to the moon, is what they're calling him.
What's his bat flip like, though?
See, it'll be pretty tight. My guess is.
You know who did a lot of bat flipping last year?
Who?
The NC Dinos. Led the KBO in home runs.
They led it in home run. Homeroids. Yeah, they're also known for, you know, the steroid accusations from 2014. That's never gone away. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, eat that, Tyler.
Wow. Yeah, Tyler.
Okay. So basically they're like the Astros. They have... Ooh. A dark cloud hanging over their head.
No, do they? Not like do that. Do they have championships hanging over their head? No. Did they give out rings to everybody? No. So
do we still have all these people on the board?
We do, and we have an alternate just in case one of these.
So let me run down the team. So Tyler has the Dinos. The Doosan Bears are Eric officially is their executive. John is going to be John's got the.
I'm the heroes.
What do you call them? The heroes, and I've got the KT Wiz. So we've got the SK Wyverns, we've got the Samsung Lions, the Kia Tigers, the Hanwha Eagles, the LG Twins, and the Lotte Giants are available right now. Let's get our calls in. Go ahead.
Let's see if they know any of their team. Is Chance first up here? Chance is first. What's up, Chance?
With the LG Twins.
LG Twins.
Okay. Name a player on the LG Twins.
Casey Kelly.
Oh, yeah, but no
Casey
one.
Casey Kelly, he's right.
Yeah, okay.
He's right.
Casey Kelly.
You should know that, one. Johnny's the next Cub.
Name, oh, I don't care. Oh, really? I should know about the Cubs?
Well, we got to get our...
I almost said bleep the Cubs.
Wait, we only have like 5 minutes, so let's get everyone to get their picks. And you have to tweet at us, too. And
Tweet at us.
I can get you to... You guys can Venmo or Cash App or whatever. Yep. I can hold your money and then invest it.
I need everybody to name one of their local players, not one of the American players, because that's too easy. Jared is next. Jared.
All right, man. I'll take the LG team.
Nope. It's already off the board. Taken. Just Sorry. Got taken. You got the Kia Tigers, the Hanwha Eagles, Samsung Lions, SK Wyverns,
Kia.
Or Lotte Giants.
Let's go with Kia.
The Kia? Yeah. The Kias or the Hyundais? Oh, that's the Kias. Okay.
Who is this?
Jared.
This is Jared.
We do have a second Jared. So
Jared, give us your
last initial.
Give you what?
Your last initial.
No, just
initial.
Give us a nickname. What's your nickname, Jared?
Jerk. J-E-R-K.
Okay. Jerk.
All right,
I like
Jerk.
That. That's my kind of guy. I like that.
You now have the Kia Tigers. I like how people are just going with the American product, the names that are most synonymous with, what we as American consumers buy. I'll take the LG Twins. I feel like they're really well-funded. Kia Tigers, that's an easy one also.
Right.
But we still have Samsung on the board.
All right. Next up is the other Jared, who's not a jerk. What up, Jared?
Samsung Lions.
Okay, the Samsung Lions. Gone. You got them. Name one player. Can't name
I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Cho-wante. Brandon is next. Brandon, you got a team?
How you doing?
Good. What team you got?
Good. I'll take the Lottie Giants. They look pretty good in their win over the KT Wiz this morning. I think
we got somebody
that Juan Jung's probably going to be the Verlander of the league. I like to mix the noise.
Oh, nice.
I already like that. Brandon's already done work on this.
Yes.
I feel like he's going to be one of the guys who's probably one of the better, better owners.
Well, plus he got a team to kick your team's ass. Chris is next. What up, Chris?
Hey, guys. I think I'm going to take the Hanwha Eagles.
Whoa, the Hanwha Eagles. What did you like about the Hanwha Eagles?
Man, you know, look, fly Eagles fly, I guess, man. That's the reason why I picked them.
That's how I would have done it.
They're really not that good, though. Adam, you're next. What team you got?
He doesn't get it. He gets the SK Wyverns. That's who he gets.
That's the team I wanted. I mean, I'm fine with that.
Have you been following them for a while? Is that like? Were you born into that? Is your family always followed the SK Wyverns, or how did you choose them?
Well, mostly, you know, it's a tradition in my family to follow other country sports where we can't understand what's being said on the broadcast. But the main reason why I chose them is because they have a guy on their team named Nick Kingham and a Han Dong. So I thought that was an easy pick.
See? He's got a dong on his team. We both got dongs on our teams. Okay?
We both have a couple of dongs.
You guys don't have any. I'm not sure you guys got any dongs.
And who's the other guy you have? Kingham?
Nick Kingham.
God, that's strong.
Nick Kingham.
I feel like I've got the wrong team.
He might be an American. I don't know if that's.
Nick Kingham's 100% American.
Yeah.
Ham?
Well, he might be British.
You know what
he might be British.
Know. Ham.
Okay. He might be British. It sounds like a British name to me. Oh, Nookingham.
Look how many people have searched for KT Wiz roster. People are searching. I mean, you know the same thing. As soon as Bundesliga ramps back up, I'm grabbing a team there too. I don't care.
Oh, bing, ding, ow. Listen, I mean,
well, I've got a William Cuevas.
Yeah, how sweet. Hey, all right, when we come back, so we got all our teams. When we come back, though, there's some stuff that we do, I mean, you know, other than Korean baseball opening day that we need to get to, and we'll do that.
A lot of Kims on my team. Do you know my infielders? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Kims?
5 different Kims.
I got a bunch of Kims, too.
In my infield.
I swear, I thought this was a female softball team, but it's not. It's,
holy crap, look how many Lees I have.
Listen,
oh my God, I got 8 Lees.
I'm pretty sure if your employees are breaking down the KBO at work, that you may need HR. If you need HR, well, we got one place that we go to HR&P. I've been driving up the Beltway lately, and they've got a beautiful building right on the Beltway now. And Mike Holly is the originator. He is the owner, and he founded this business, and he has taken it unbelievable heights. He's a U of H guy, but listen, he blocked for Andre Ware, and he is spectacular at what he has done. He's put together an unbelievable business with a technology that's second to none, and the people that are also second to none. HR&P is here for you during these unbelievably difficult times. Listen, if you tried to get that SBA loan and you weren't able to, was your payroll provider helpful, harmful? Was your current payroll provider knowledgeable about the ins and outs of the data required? How did the current provider respond to your requests? if they didn't do everything perfectly, then you need to go with HR&P. They've got everything down pat. It is unbelievable. There are all kinds of benefits out there, unemployment claims, potential layoffs, all of this stuff, the business interruption, and you need to know how to get back started, your business started up again, or continue again and take it to new heights. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.